The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice.
Great to have you with us today. It's a Thursday ahead of a massive weekend of sport, and it's a privilege to be broadcasting to you all. Slippery Steve's going to come in if you've got a question about motoring.
That's right.
Fire it in.
And if you live in the Richmond area and you've got some earplugs, I suggest that you put them in around 2 o'clock today when Gary has his injection into his heel. Apparently, it is one of the more painful injections that you can have.
No, it's not. Someone here has texted, and actually, I've had two different.
Right.
What someone said, not so bad. Another one said,
Well, what? You said this will just be another opportunity for you to defy medical challenges, because just tell everybody what it was like having your buckled rib injected before you played.
I'm not telling anyone about that. That's just it's between you and I.
How difficult was it? Because had the doctor, Dr. Daff, had he gone a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right,
yes, you
said that he would have punctured
your
lung.
Well, that's true, Tim.
And you said that he broke out in a waterfall.
Well, get him on.
A waterfall sweat, you said.
Get him on. He said he just went home and just fell into a big mess. Look.
You said that he perspired that much that after 2 weeks he was actually wearing a wetsuit before he injected you. That's what you said.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. How do you reckon that this question's without notice, by the way. How do you think that suggestion from Collingwood that Port Adelaide could wear the prison bar jumper as long as it was black and teal, how do you reckon that went down with all the Port Adelaide hard-nosed sort of former greats?
No, it hasn't hit the spot. It hasn't hit the spot at all. It was a nice, kind offer from Collingwood, but
Tim Ginnivan.
Ginnivan.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah. But he said it's a big no. It's a joke. It's about history and heritage. We said we never wore teal and black. So Timmy wasn't that happy.
Okay, I want to play you this. This is David King talking about one of the more anticipated games of the home and away season.
Let's just track forward to the last round of the season, round 23. I think the biggest home and away game will be right before us on Friday night. And if results go as we expect, as they're predicted to go in two rounds of footy, Melbourne go to the Gabba, probably sitting in second spot on the table. If they lose that one, they'd fall to sixth. Would you back Melbourne if they finish sixth to win four in a row to win it? Next Friday night will be the biggest home and away game we've ever seen.
You know what's happened?
Well, he worked himself into a sweat there.
No, no.
The longer he went.
Yeah, that's right. He said biggest home and away game and then came back with an ever.
Yeah.
You know the problem, don't you?
Well, I do know the problem, but you can tell us what the problem is.
No, you tell us.
No, you tell us.
Well, he's been out-corned.
Well, Corn's he's a club.
Great pleasure, Corn.
He's a club.
He knows
athlete.
He's coming on tomorrow with Corn. He's got to put something on the table.
Well, he might be right, though. In terms of the ramifications, can you name off the top of your head a bigger home and away game in the history of the game than that?
Well, I remember.
And the ramifications of it?
Yeah, I remember Stephen Kernan kicking one after the siren that was the difference between Carlton playing double chance or not and all sorts of ramifications.
Okay.
That was pretty big.
Name another one.
Melbourne in the same year.
What about the Dogs in Port Adelaide? Round 23 last year, it was third versus fourth. Port Adelaide won by 2 points, went to second. The Dogs fell to fifth. That was a big game too.
Yeah, that's right.
Why didn't you mention that one?
Collingwood played Carlton and round 23. That might the biggest home and away game ever might get usurped the next week. I love it. I love when Kingy goes big. I love it.
Are you prepared to bet, not bet, are you prepared to back against Collingwood this weekend against the Sydney Swans? Even though they've got a little bit of flu that apparently has gone through the club as well.
Yeah, I'll be tipping the Swans. But
at home, yeah.
I've probably tipped against Collingwood six of those 11 times, so I wouldn't be listening to what I've got to say. But at home, you'd be picking the Swans against.
They played the SCG very nicely last year when they played against Melbourne up there.
That's a good point, and they also travel very well. The Collingwood boys always have travelled well.
Well, they do. They've had that history, they have. What else have you got there for me?
What I've got here for you is, is Liam Pickering.
I just realised what's going on.
Is Liam?
I have just realised what's going on.
What?
I should have picked this up a little bit earlier. You get distracted because we've got a lot of TV screens in here and there's a big one outside.
I pointed to
at the moment there's a Melbourne game on that you're playing in and you have completely become distracted.
No, I'm not because it's 1998.
Did you play well that day?
Wouldn't have got it. Well, as a matter of fact, look up right now.
You kicked two goals that day.
Look up. Just so happened.
He's got the ball.
Listen to that roar by Gary Lyon.
Just so happened.
We've lost him for just the rest so of the happened. Show.
Just so happened. You looked up and there it was. Is Liam Pickering booked you for a grand final style little cashy?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me? Geez, that's a good kick.
No,
has Liam Pickering.
I haven't heard from Liam in a long time.
You told me Pickers had booked you for a little grand final session and that you were getting fully booked and you've only got two slots left. Yeah, well,
must have been someone else that you were talking to. It wasn't me.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know who that might have been, but I'd be happy to talk to him if he wants to talk to me.
Would you be contemplating a Galaxy Z Fold 4 flip phone?
No. I just got a new phone the other day. I got a good deal too. Oh. I don't know. It's not. Why would you go with a flip phone now?
That's what I'm asking you.
No. Dave's in Brighton. Good morning, Dave.
Good defensive work.
How you going,
fellas?
We're going well, Dave.
That's good.
Gary's a bit distracted at the moment. He's just gone back and taken another mark.
No worries. Well, I used to watch him take many great marks. Right. I'm a mad Melbourne supporter.
I'll tell you what, Dave, I don't know how many times he's watched it, but he's already told me what's going to happen, so I can only... He must just have all these games on high rotation at home.
Don't listen to him, Dave. Give us your question.
It's not a question. It's a statement. I think that Melbourne should go for De Goey and not Grundy. I think that Melbourne need a goal kicker and not another ruckman. You know what I mean? Maxi Gorn can carry the ruck. And De Goey... at a place like Melbourne where he will be with Petrarca and guys like that, will pick it up. You know, he's a goal kick. He's a gun. When he gets going.
All right, Dave. Dave reckons that if the Demons are going after a pie, they might be going after the wrong pie.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work through. The likelihood of Grundy in Melbourne going to Melbourne next year is still, very slim. I'm trying to just get my head around whether I like it. I'm still not convinced myself. But anyway, they are in a much better position than us.
I was thinking yesterday, you know how we've been talking about the fact that Collingwood have won 11 games in a row?
Yeah.
I was thinking back to 1981, which is a long time ago now, Kevin Sheedy's first year at Essendon. We went on a run. Essendon went on a run. They not only did we win the Escort Cup series, which was played during the week at night time back in those days. So we probably played about five games of Escort Cup, I think.
Three.
Including the grand final. We won the grand final, so we had to play a semi in the grand final.
Yeah.
So I think we probably played about four or five games in that. Mm. And that was in the middle of a 16-game winning streak as well.
16?
Yeah, 16 games in a row plus those Escort Cup games in the same season.
Not bad.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
And you won the grand final.
No, we didn't win the grand final. That's back in 1981. Oh. And I'm pretty sure Neil Danaher got injured. That's the first year that he did his knee, the last home and away game at Windy Hill. Mm. And then we went out in straight sets in the finals. Lost our first game in the elimination final.
Well, it's a long story, but
Baz... A good story, though. Worth remembering, though.
Baz is on the road. Go, Baz.
Hey, Tim, can you do us a favour, mate? Can you just check to see whether Siegfried from Chaos wasn't in charge of the umpire's wardrobe on Saturday night's game between Port Adelaide and Richmond, mate?
What happened, Baz?
Well, they were wearing black shorts, the umpires, with a teal-coloured top.
I didn't see this game.
No, were they?
And it's not the first time. I reckon Siegfried has been lurking around because it's not the first time it's happened with the Port Adelaide game.
Baz, if you're right, we will take this up with the AFL personally because it's one of my greatest bugbears. Whoever's in charge of umpire outfits, if you've got a Port Adelaide jumper that is predominantly black and teal and you put umpire, I don't know this to be true, Baz, but I'm taking your word, then we will seek an explanation on your behalf. How can you do that if, in fact, that was the case?
Yeah, we need to check on that, though, first before you go off too hard.
Oh, I'll hold fire in the news headlines and we'll come back afterwards.
Absolutely magnificent by Gary Lyon.
Well, no, not really. We watched...
What game is this?
It's a Carlton game it's my last year.
Right.
What
year is that?
1998.
And why is it on? Is it a...
Carlton play Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So it's just one of those ones, yeah.
Hey,
how did you go that day, by the way?
We won. It was a
great... No, how did you go?
Well, I just played a role.
What sort of a role?
Not much of a role.
A peripheral role.
Yeah.
Had a look at the umpires. They wore light blue.
Light blue. But black shorts and light blue. I mean, come on, Tim.
No, there was no clash there.
Tim.
There was no clash.
Tim.
I had... No, you wouldn't say that was a true clash, would you?
All right. Let's role play. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello.
What do you want?
Well, are you from the umpiring department?
I'm the
uniform umpiring department.
Yes, that's me. That's my
job. We've got Richmond playing against Port Adelaide at Adelaide this weekend. Right. We just want to know what outfit we should wear.
So black and yellow versus black and teal.
Yes.
We'll put them in black and blue. How's that sound?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Right up. See ya. Oh, come on. Who's this?
Maybe there's been a rethink with the umpiring department, and maybe they just want to blend in and not stand out.
What about pink? Put them in pink for that game. Not black and blue, because black's in both of the jumpers.
You just want to put them in pink because you wore a pink shirt on the couch on Monday night with your olive jacket.
No, Tim, you have to agree with me.
Dr. Rod has joined us. Stobart, Dr. Rod Stobart. I hope I've pronounced your name correctly. Rod, you want to talk about Gary's injection today?
Yeah, I'm trying to save the poor bugger.
Yes.
Gary, don't do it. Don't do it, man. I've caused a lot of tough grind men to cry giving them mass.
I'm glad you've called in, Rod.
Oh, Tim's picked himself up.
Then I got it myself. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have one of those bloody things. And I was down the beach, and I went for a jog, and I thought, oh, this will stuff me. I got up in the morning, and it had gone.
Right.
Oh,
so
really?
So go jogging in deep sand, Gary.
Oh. Ah, that's an idea.
Stretch the tissues out. Some people talk about rolling a golf ball, but the deep sand's far better. Go jogging in the deep sand. It's got to be dry.
I might like to see your qualifications, Dr. Rod, before I take you on board any of this.
No, you're a real doctor, aren't you, Rod?
I am.
Yeah, oh, okay. There you go. No, yeah. He knows what he's talking about. How thick is the point of the needle itself? Because the one I looked at many years ago, and I remember one of the players at Essendon having this injection in the rooms with Bruce Reid, and it took about four of us to hold him down. It was that painful. How thick is this needle?
It's a shocker. A shocker. Don't do it, Gary. Try the deep sand.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate your input. You've certainly given Tim a lift for the last 25 minutes of the program.
I'm definitely going to be there with you today.
What's wrong with white,
Every
Gary?
Step of the way.
Well, that's a very good point. What was wrong with the all white?
Well, you want pink.
Tim, I'm trying to work out anything other than black and blue for a team that plays in black and blue against a team that plays in black and yellow. So I'd first off say, okay, let's take black off the table for a start. So all white would have been magnificent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, that would have been a reasonably sane decision. Why don't they bring out why doesn't the umpire's helper bring a dressing gown out to the umpires at three-quarter time like they used to back in the day?
Well, they can still do that. I don't think there's any issues with that.
Why don't they, though?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
When did that stop?
I don't know the answer to that either.
Can you remember that? When they used to get around in a dressing gown at three-quarter time?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a nice look.
Yep.